You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Yeah, I'm going to make a little bit of fun of Amber here. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, when we finished up on the show, we decided we needed a coffee. So we strolled down to the Coles on 15th Street. The Coles Express, the servo.
It's just on the corner, just up the road from work. Best, we do it all the time.
Best $2 coffee you'll get in town.
Yep.
It's probably the only one as well, but still not the point.
Yep.
Amber's looked at the old pie warmer and gone, ooh, pie looks all right.
Yeah.
Which we do from time to time.
I was really hungry.
But the pickings were a little bit slim, weren't they, Amber?
Yeah.
There was the Coles branded cheaper ones, the $2.50 ones.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, all right. I'll get that because I'm very hungry. We've gone up. Amber's shouted. I will give you that. Thank you very much for the $2 coffee.
This is the thanks I get, is it?
Well, I've thanked you for the coffee. What happened next, though, Amber? Is she's paid, and as she's walking out the door, she notices one of the fantastic employees there
was Luke from Coles. Shout out, g'day mate,
Luke, absolute superstar.
Yeah,
he was bringing out some 4 and 20 Hungry Man pies, and Amber looked at Luke, mentally undressed him and the pie. I think.
How dare you?
Looked down at her sad little regular sized human pie and went, oh, I wish I got a Hungry Man pie.
Are you fat shaming me right now?
No, I have not used the word fat at all.
Used your fat guy voice.
I did use the fat guy voice. And what did you do after that?
I asked Luke from Coles for a refund on my $2.50 pie.
You made him process a refund for a $2.50 pie so you could get a 4 and 20 Hungry Man pie.
The 4 and 20 ones are better quality, they taste better, and for the level of hungry that I was, I wanted a Hungry Man pie.
You
not
were
like
as
a
hungry
normal
as a Hungry Man.
The pie, the Coles one, was just like the size of a biscuit.
No.
Is that going to fill my hungry goyle belly?
That no. is a regular human-sized pie, Amber Wheatland.
And I was a Hungry Man. Also, I need to write a letter. It's a 4 and 20 for the name of their Hungry Man pie. Why can't it be a hungry person pie?
Oh, of course you're going to play the feminism card on a pie that you like. What? Big girls like big pies too.
But, yes, I will concede that I made Luke from Coles refund the $2.50 pie so I could get the $4.50 pie.
So
and
good.
I paid on card, so I really stuck it around. Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather snake arms or spider legs?
You are so annoying.
Okay, so I will explain this one because it's not just completely cut and dry. So your snake arms, snakes don't have arms, obviously. So your arms are snakes.
Got that.
But your legs aren't 100% made up of spiders, you've got 8 spider legs.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yep, I did pick that up. Okay. So on my snake arms is like my hand a snake head? Is it an actual can bite you?
Yes.
Oh.
But you have, I won't say full control, but you do have some influence over the snake arms.
So my snake arms I could control them to bite you and no one else?
Yeah, they do have a bit of a mind of their own.
Good to know. And is it a poisonous snake?
No, but they do bite. Okay. You're not going to kill people. You're not going to die in your sleep, but it won't be uncommon for you to wake up and go, oh, great.
Okay.
Old snake arms bit me on the face again.
Oh, God.
Or
that's awful.
Spider legs.
Okay.
8 spider legs.
So that would mean I'm very short. Would I remain the same height that I am now?
So they're giant spider legs. They're in proportion. You're not like a...
That'd be cute.
How's she moving? She's got tiny spider legs.
I hate snakes and spiders.
Yep. So we've got you in a tough spot.
So because I hate both of those things, I feel like it's my duty to choose the one that you hate more. I've seen you hold a snake.
I used to own a snake.
Yeah. So you hate spiders.
I do.
So I'm going to go with spider legs.
Spider legs. Just to spite me.
Yes.
That's commitment. I got to tip my cap.
You've given me the spider legs.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a fair
so
point.
So now my spider legs can spite you and make you regret this stupid scenario.
Amber, there's some changes afoot.
Oh, people don't like changes.
Especially in Kmart.
Oh,
Kmart have started to phase out DVDs, Blu-rays and CDs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a bit of a changing of the tides. Obviously, a lot more people are on the streaming train, whether that's music or movies.
Yep.
And that has resulted in, I mean, just last month, month before maybe, we saw Video Easy finally close. One of the last in Australia, our Video Easy was. So times are changing, and Kmart is finding that, you know what, people are liking them more for the homewares and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And CDs, DVDs and Blu-rays are just not cutting the mustard anymore, but people are upset.
Does not bother me in the slightest.
No, you're not a DVD purchaser.
Could not tell you the last time I purchased a DVD.
I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a CD. Like, I've received, probably before this job, a few promo CDs here and there, but even then, I just chuck them through the computer through iTunes, and then they go in a drawer. I buy on iTunes.
Yeah.
I'm not a big streamer with music yet, but I'm all about that Netflix and that Stan.
Although, CDs are sometimes a good present. Like, yes. I like getting my mum or dad a CD for their car or something like that.
Couldn't agree more.
But Kmart's not the only place that you can buy CDs.
Oh, of course not.
I'm all aboard the stream train.
But as far as, like, I know my sister, for example, she still likes to have discs because she's got kids.
Yeah.
Now, kids teaching them about streaming and through the remote and all that sort of thing is a little bit trickier, whilst they do understand, if I grab the Wiggles CD, pop it in here and press play, Wiggles are going to come up.
See, I thought it would be the opposite. Like, my 8-year-old nephew, Taj, is way more savvy than I am.
Oh, yeah. At 8, definitely.
Yeah, he teaches my parents how to stream, essentially.
But, like, my nephews are 2 and 6, I think. So still just, they're all about those discs. It's easier, again, like CDs, to put a disc in there and the Wiggles will come on than, okay, so on the iPod, scroll around until you get to this playlist.
So Kmart are removing the sales options for DVDs, Blu-rays, CDs.
They're all being phased out. They're cleared to reduce at the moment. This isn't an ad for Kmart, I believe that there is a bit of a sale going on at the moment.
Yep.
13, 12, 16, are you still buying DVDs?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know too many people who are, and I think that obviously that's a part of the demise of Video Easy.
Yeah. And Kmart would have looked at their numbers and figures and what's hot property and what's not.
That's
and
right.
Obviously the DVDs and CDs aren't.
Cushions and candles are selling a bit better.
Boom.
13, 12, 16, are you still buying DVDs? I want to get to the bottom of who is upset by this to find out who's being inconvenienced.
Yeah.
Da 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 naughty. Da 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 da. Naughty 620. Sorry, I took a metal turn on that one.
Right.
Remixed an old classic.
It was a surprise.
I also failed to say sporty.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You really did. It's a good thing, though, because today we got a naughty.
Good.
A professor wants pictures of penises for science.
There's some red flags there, Amber. If your teacher, whether you're 5 or 25, asks you for wiener pictures, I think you should tell an adult.
Okay. So Alicia Walker is a sociology professor at Missouri State University.
What was her name?
Alicia Walker.
Got a bit sexier.
Why?
Just did.
Oh.
I was picturing an old bald dude, Amber?
She's a very good professor.
Oh, yeah.
And she is studying the correlation between penis size and self-esteem.
Okay.
So men aged 22 years and older have been asked to measure themselves using a very scientific, specific method.
A ruler?
No, I don't know exactly the scientific method.
Look, rules are scientific.
The photo, they'll also need to include a photo of their junk.
Is there,
so that she can ensure that, like, he hasn't lied about being 8
How
inches
dare
or whatever.
She imply that a male may not be entirely truthful about the size of his manhood? I'm insulted on behalf of all men.
But isn't that interesting? Because that's what she's studying, is the correlation between the size of a man's manhood and his self-esteem. She can also investigate things like condom use, sexual competency, anxiety, and things like that. She's really trying to get...
She has just got wieners on the brain.
She said it just doesn't bother me. I don't care. I'm not like, it's a penis. Like, whatever.
Well, she is when a she scientist,
gets,
I guess.
When she gets the photos of the penises, she's just like, ugh. I'll delete them. Like, she'll like look at them, study them, make sure the measurements are accurate. And then she
study the hell out of them.
And then she deletes them.
Yeah. I think everyone, I'd say 9 out of 10 people listening right now are like, oh yeah, no, I've told people I've deleted nudes before. Yeah, sure I do. It's deleted. You don't have to worry. Delete, delete, delete.
My housemates, bless them. I live with three other people, including boyfriend Riz.
Your boyfriend Riz and a couple of your best friends, like an actual couple.
Yes. So there's four of us living in the one house.
Yeah, just scumbag city.
At the moment, it's more like germ city because they're all sick.
Yeah.
All of them, except me,
are sick. Frustrating. That's frustrating.
I do not, and I cannot stress this enough, I do not have time to be sick right now.
We have just been flat out between work and personal lives. We've been too busy for anything, and getting sick just is not on the itinerary at the moment.
So, I thankfully haven't been home a whole heap in the last 2 weeks.
What sort of sick people are they? Because when I get sick, I sleep a lot, so I'll be in bed. But during the day, when I'm home alone, I'm a couch person under the doona.
Yeah, well, we even made a point that my best friend Danielle, who lives with me, was that sick that she was bed sick.
Oh, okay,
so she was in bed for 2 days.
I haven't been bed sick in a while, but I also feel that in a... I've lived in share houses before, and I feel that in a share house environment, sick is quarantined to your room.
Yes.
Like, you're not out here with the healthy people. Mm. You are locked in there. You can come out to eat and poo.
But I'm the only one that's a healthy person. That's strange to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all... I'm the odd one out.
Yeah.
So they can all be sick in the lounge room together. They're majority rules because they're all crook.
But that means you need to have a healthy quarantine zone and you don't have that because your boyfriend Riz is sick and I'm...
He's hard to avoid.
I'm sorry to get rid of your crystal clean image. Mm. You do share a bed together.
How dare you?
I know.
My mum didn't know that.
Well, she does now. Guess what else they do, Di?
So I don't know. Is it my responsibility to avoid them or theirs to avoid me?
I think it's the responsibility of the sick person to not spread it.
Okay.
Healthy people don't stay home from work to avoid the sick people, do they, Amber?
That's true.
The sick people stay home to avoid the healthy people.
That's true.
Yeah, but what do you think? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. What's the rule here? What is the rule when your housemates are sick?
Do I avoid them? Do they avoid me? Relegate them to their own bedroom? Or do I stay in my own bedroom?
God, I don't even know where to start. I think that they should be quarantined into their rooms.
Touch wood and pray for me, Sunraysia.
Oh, we are.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.